In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The reading, our first reading today, of the destruction of Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea, is also one of the seven Old Testament readings that we read at the Easter Vigil. Yes, we're not one of those wimpy places where they cut down the number of Old Testament readings in the Easter Vigil. We read all of them. Those of you who have been to the Easter Vigil know that. Those of you who have yet to be to the Easter Vigil, shame on you. You should come at least once, preferably more, because it is the most important Mass of the entire year. But why is it included? Well, because the Easter Vigil is all about God's plan of our salvation, about the death and resurrection of our Lord. And the Old Testament readings are those which prefigure what our Lord did by his cross and resurrection. And in particular, it is centered about the baptism of adults, you know, that takes place at the Easter Vigil. And so this reading tells us a lot about baptism. So, wait a minute, what about baptism? They both deal with water, but why should this deal with baptism? Well, let's think about it for a moment. In baptism, our Lord brings us through the waters in which we die to sin and rise to Christ. He brings us dry-shod through those waters so that we don't drown. You know, we're not destroyed in the waters of baptism. Rather, we are washed clean, and the powers that affect us for the worse, the world, the flesh, the devil, and death itself, are all defeated. These are the most powerful enemies that beset the human race. Now, in Exodus, what happened? We had the most powerful army in the world, from the most powerful nation in the world, with the most powerful king in the world, the Pharaoh. And this king claimed to be a god. Well, isn't that what Satan himself claims? Well, by bringing the people of Israel dry-shod through the Red Sea and destroying the army of Pharaoh, he set the children of Israel free. He destroyed the power of Pharaoh so that they were no longer be troubled by him. And the same is true in baptism. Though we don't worry about Pharaoh in baptism, we worry again about the world, the flesh, the devil, and death itself. Through baptism, we are set free from those things, and we are given new life. We are brought from slavery in this world to begin the journey to the heavenly homeland, which is heaven. Though we do have to wander in the desert for a few years before we are brought to God's kingdom in heaven, if we make it there. Now, we also need to remember that just as the children of Israel were tempted in the desert, and many of them fell and were killed, and many of them were not allowed to see the promised land themselves, we too, even though we are baptized, that doesn't mean the deal is finished. That is just the beginning of the process of conversion, the beginning of our salvation. And it is only finished if we die in a state of grace, that is, if we die in friendship with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.